Hello everyone, this is me Dishani Chakraborty and you are listening to DC Drills with Dishani. Today is not only 9th May 2021 or not only the second Sunday of May, but yes, today is a day for our mothers. I wish every moms out there a very happy Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day is not only a special day on which we will be showing our love more or we will be increasing our love on that day. Because mothers celebrate us and it is our duty to celebrate a day for our mothers each and every day. Be it not only Mother's Day, because we as children are celebrated by our mothers each and every moment of life, not only on Son's Day, Children's Day or Daughter's Day. There should be no special day for moms because they are not worthy to get celebrated only on the second Sunday of May. Rather, they deserve each and every day for themselves. Today on Mother's Day, all the children should take up this promise today that you should not talk to your moms in a bad manner, argue with your moms, because as we grow up, this is a harsh truth that not only you, there are many, they think that mama or our mothers are wrong. But I can just tell you one thing to all my friends, because today it's only a podcast for my friends of my age. I can just tell one thing, that remember, you can be wrong, but your mom can't be wrong. She's the person who gave you birth. She's the owner of your life. And the one who owns you, can she take a bad decision or a wrong decision that can harm you, even not in dreams? Just remember this. So on that note, I'm going to tell you the history of Mother's Day. Anna Jarvis originated Mother's Day on May 12th, 1907. She had a memorial service at her late mother's church in Grafton, West Virginia. Anna's mother made these groups to promote friendship and health. It was primarily an honor given to all the alive mothers. It was a mandatory for all mothers to wear a red or a pink carnation on this day. And from that day till now, Mother's Day is celebrated in every part of the world. The celebration may be different, but the day is same on which it is celebrated. There should not be different days for moms. There should not be different moments for moms, because we can celebrate them each and every day. On that note, I'm just going to tell you some heart-touching words about mothers, which can open up your brains. A mother's arms are made up of tenderness, and children sleep soundly in them. If love is as sweet as a flower, then my mother is that sweet flower of love. This is a quote given by Steve Wonder. I just love this quote. Behind all your stories is always your mother's story, because hers is where your begins. It was given by Mitch Albom. Did you understand the meaning? We as children, we as daughters, we as sons, we really don't have any story of a life. The story begins on the day when our moms gave us birth. That is why it is said, behind all the stories Your mother's story is there, and that story is your story, which is the beginning of your life. A mother's love for her child is like nothing else in the world. It knows no law, no pity. It dares all the things and crushes down remorselessly all that stands in its path. Wow, God. I just thank God that this quote has been given by Agatha Christie, the well-known, renowned writer among students. To describe my mother would be to write about a hurricane in its perfect power, or the climbing, falling colors of a rainbow. It was given by Maya Angelou. Mother's love is bliss, is peace. It need not to be acquired. It need not to be deserved. If it is there, it's like a blessing. If it is not there, it is as if all the beauty had gone out of life. It has been written from Erich Fromm. A mother is her best friend, your best friend, your forever friend, and your first friend. A mother's love will never end in its there from beginning to end. A mother is the heart who fills your heart in the first place. It was given by Amy Tan. I believe the choice to become a mother in the choice to become one of the greatest spiritual teachers there is. It was given by Oprah. Yes, our mothers are a spiritual teacher. They teach us. That's why we tell. The first teacher of a life, the first guru of a life is considered to be our moms. So these are the words, I guess, can touch your hearts, because even when you think about hurting your mom, just refrain that day when she hold you by your, you know, hands. You were on your arms. You know, like everything was there in her warmth. Your world was in her, your whole world was in her warmth. Your mother kept you so well. She brought you up with all her tenderness. Once again, I wish all the mothers out there a very, very happy Mother's Day. Dear all mothers, you really don't deserve a single day, because we need to celebrate you each and every day, each and every moment in our life. On that note, I come to an end. Thank you all. You can leave a voice message to me in the given link, which is given in my description box, or you can write in the comment section. Thank you so much. Have a great day, all of you.